A newborn enters the world carrying a message in every cell: pure life, unlimited potential, divine presence. Watch how adults respond to this tiny being. Their faces soften, their voices gentle, their hearts open. The baby doesn't try to earn this love. It simply exists, and that existence is enough. Then something happens. Slowly, systematically, we teach that child to forget who they really are. From your first breath, people began programming you. Not with malicious intent, they were simply passing on what they received. Good girl when you shared your toy. Bad boy when you cried too loud. Each praise and punishment carved pathways in your brain, creating a complex system of beliefs about who you are and how you should be. Before this programming, you lived in paradise. You didn't care if your hair was messy or your belly stuck out. You danced without wondering if you looked foolish. You asked for what you wanted without fear of rejection. Then, domestication taught you to abandon yourself in exchange for acceptance. You learned that love was conditional, something you had to earn by being what others wanted you to be. By adolescence, you'd internalized an entire judicial system in your head. Judge, prosecutor, and victim all rolled into one, constantly putting yourself on trial for not being good enough. The tragedy isn't that this happened, it's that you forgot it wasn't real. You forgot that every limiting belief you carry was installed by someone else, someone who was themselves imprisoned by beliefs they never questioned. You're constantly creating reality with symbols. The word tree is just a sound, yet we build entire worlds from these symbols, creating stories about ourselves that feel absolutely true. The most dangerous spells are against yourself. I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. I'm a failure. Each time you speak these words, you wield creative power to harm yourself. Your words are paintbrushes creating either masterpieces or nightmares. Being impeccable with your word means recognizing this power and using it consciously. When you gossip, you spread emotional poison. When you judge yourself, you betray your soul. But when you speak truth with kindness, you begin creating heaven rather than hell. This doesn't mean perfection. It means catching yourself before saying something harmful and choosing differently. Your words ripple outward, affecting everyone around you. Each conversation becomes an opportunity to either perpetuate suffering or create beauty. Picture a theater where everyone watches a different film on the same screen. Your mother sees you as the child who never calls enough. Your partner sees you as the person who forgot their birthday. Your boss sees you as the employee who's always late. Which version is real? None of them. They're all projections filtered through individual belief systems, past wounds, and current moods. This revelation is liberating. Nothing anyone says about you is actually about you. When someone criticizes you, they're criticizing their image of you, a character in their personal movie. Not taking things personally doesn't mean ignoring feedback or becoming callous. It means recognizing that everyone's perception is distorted by their own lens. When you grasp this, you become immune to both praise and criticism. Your sense of self no longer depends on others' opinions, freeing you to be who you are without constantly defending yourself. Your partner comes home late without calling, and within minutes, you've constructed an elaborate story. They don't respect you, they're probably having an affair, they never loved you anyway. You've worked yourself into genuine emotional distress over a story you completely invented. Most relationship conflicts start not from what actually happened, but from what we assumed happened. We make assumptions because we're terrified of not knowing. Our brains evolved to recognize patterns and fill in gaps, helpful for survival, but now creating unnecessary suffering. Instead of asking, "What did you mean by that?" we assume we know. Instead of clarifying expectations, we assume others should just know what we want. The antidote is deceptively simple. Ask questions. Are you upset with me? What are you expecting from this situation? Can you explain what you meant? These questions require courage because they make us vulnerable, but they replace fiction with reality. Your best today doesn't have to equal your best yesterday. Some days, your best is running 5 miles and finishing projects. Other days, it's getting out of bed and taking a shower. Both count. Always doing your best means giving what you have in this moment without self-judgment, not pushing to exhaustion. This agreement makes the others possible. You won't be impeccable with your word every time. You'll take things personally and make assumptions. That's being human. But if you do your best to practice these agreements, they gradually become natural. When you fail, simply begin again. No guilt, no shame, just practice. As you keep doing your best, something remarkable happens. Your best gets better, not through force, but through practice that strengthens you. Eventually, the five agreements become automatic, not rules you follow, but simply who you are. The fifth agreement completes the transformation. Be skeptical, but learn to listen. Most of what you hear, including your own thoughts, isn't truth. It's interpretation, opinion, distortion. Every human creates a virtual reality in their mind, then mistakes it for absolute truth. When someone tells you their story, listen with respect, but without necessarily believing. More radically, don't believe yourself either. That voice saying you're not good enough, it's lying. True skepticism means questioning all of it, not to become cynical, but to become free. When you stop believing every thought, you can enjoy your mental stories without being imprisoned by them. Watch your thoughts like movies, entertaining, but not real. This skepticism creates space between you and your thoughts, so you can choose which ones to act on and which to let pass by like clouds. In a world of distorted beliefs, what kind of messenger will you be? Every word, action, and presence delivers a message. Are you perpetuating judgment and fear, or breaking the chain? The five agreements are revolutionary acts. When you refuse to gossip, you disrupt the social fabric of judgment. When you don't take things personally, you stop the victim-perpetrator game. When you don't make assumptions, you create space for authentic connection. When you do your best without self-judgment, you model self-compassion. When you question everything, you free not just yourself, but everyone you touch. This path isn't about perfection. You'll stumble into old patterns. What matters is awareness and choice. Each moment offers a fresh opportunity to speak with integrity, release others' opinions, ask instead of assume, honor your capacity, and question your stories. These small choices accumulate into a transformed life. Your very presence becomes the message, showing others what's possible when we remember who we really are beneath the lies.